In the West, we are very individualistic, yeah? Okay? Our son, our daughter reach the age of 18. 18 is good today, yeah? Sometimes 16. Abba, father, I want my own car. I want to move out. Forget about it in the Middle East. Forget about it in the days of Yeshua. Excuse me, daughter, I own you. Oh, in the free democratic Western culture, I would be put in jail if I would say today. I own my wife, according to the Bible. Are you married? Oh, sorry. let me pick somebody. Are you married? You own your wife. Did you know it? The very term used in the Bible, Baal, is owner. You can be a Baal of a field. Baal Sadeh. Yeah? Baal is owner. And the husband is the owner of not only his wife, but his children. Till they get married, and if it's a girl, she will be owned by her husband. It's not chauvinism, but it's biblicism. And why? Because you are supposed to reflect to everybody who looks at you, yeah? The new Eve, the wife of Messiah. And you supposed to reflect God, Yeshua, the husband. Are you with me? Now, if he would behave like Yeshua to you, I mean, you need to be stupid not to love him and not to submit to him. If he's a jerk, I can understand. But are you with me? So, this is only one example to wake you up. Okay, the father is very... Okay, let's go to the next one. Do you do it or I do it? I do it? Let me see. The top? Good. I told you I'm a simple man. You know, I got an iPhone as a gift. I still don't know all the features, you know. I hardly can text my friends, yeah? Or know how to answer, never mind. Okay, beloved, Greek-Roman approach, biblically break approach, okay? For example, in the Greek-Roman culture or mentality, and don't look at me like I fell down from the moon. Why do I speak to you about it? Because you and me, when I receive tourists to the Holy Land, I tell them, welcome to the tourists from America, welcome to the 51st state of America. We are very westernized, we are in the same boat of the Roman Greco mindset. What am I talking about? Man rules nature through understanding and applying laws of science. Yeah? We need to explain everything, right? We need to understand everything, right? All that exists is material. Of course, I'm talking about secular westernized. They will tell you, God, Shmuel. I mean, no, everything is done. Look, this is the reality, yeah? Universe dominated and controlled by science and technology, material goods. But look at the biblical, the Bible, what it says about those things. God rules everything. So relationship with God determines how things turn out. An example you want from the Bible? When the people of Israel behave themselves, God would give the rain. Right? In its time. When not, the skies would be like bronze, whatever, brass, yeah? Relationship, intimacy with God in governing what will happen on earth. Are you with me? Not your knowledge, not how much you know about God, but how much you obey God. Quite different, huh? The universe is filled both by material and powerful spirits. We know it as believers, of course, yeah? By the way, a very good one is material goods measure of God's blessings. How many of you, please, be honest now? Okay, I will not eat you up. I will not spank you for raising your hand. And I even will raise my hand also. How many of you thought that when you behave good, when you obey God, you will get a much better, you will get a raise in your pay, yeah, paycheck. You will get a newer Mercedes-Benz. I mean, your conditions will be good. How many of us thought at least once in our life like this? Come on, come on. Don't be now Jesuits who are poverty mentality. I'm not talking about this. There is a balance. But friends, God is the boss. If you obey him, it doesn't mean that you got him in your hand. You know, here, I did it. Now you bless me like a lottery machine. I pushed. I keep the Sabbath. Oh, let me be blessed. I put phylacteries. Oh, God is not a lottery machine. God is a father. He wants intimate relationship. When your father decided something against your will when you were children, yeah, it bothered you, but you submitted yourself because he's your father. Are you with me? Let's continue, but I think I do it, right? Okay, this is the main thing I want to show you, okay, today. Friends, in the Greek-Roman approach, life is analyzed in precise categories, equations, and formulas, linear time divided into segments, while each event is new. And already, if you saw me on YouTube, if you saw my teachings, you know it. I will do it for those who did not see it, okay? So have patience with me. Yeshua says in Revelation, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, right? Most of the pastors or teachers, when they use PowerPoint or when they use, you know, Blackboard, teaching the disciples will say, Yeshua meant, this is the Alpha, the A, Aleph, maybe in Hebrew, yeah? And this is the Tav or the Omega, right? Yeshua meant, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. Hallelujah, let's continue. Really? It's almost a blasphemy. Because if it's true, then Yeshua has a beginning, and Yeshua once will die as well, like you and me. He has an end. So what did he mean really? He meant, I am the Alpha, and I am also the Omega. Not a line, but a closed line, where the beginning is actually the end. And the end is actually beginning. So is there real a beginning and an end? No. In the linear line, mindset cannot perceive it. But this is the reality. In order to understand God, I mean, as much as we can, we are limited people, yeah? God is eternal. When you put a ring on your wife's finger when you married her, you did not put triangle. Am I right? You put ring. Why ring? Is no beginning, no end. You are mine for eternity. I promise you to cherish you, to nourish you, all this, yeah? Till death separates. Amen? God is eternal. And thus, there is a reoccurrence of events. Events are not put on a line and checked out. For example, even in Messianic Judaism, dear Rabbi that I love so much, we Messianic Jews need to fix our Greco mind set sometimes, yeah? Because what we like to teach the churches, here, I will go to teach the churches. Yeah, I have authority, I'm a Messianic Jew. Rubbish, I can learn much from the church and the wisdom that, you know, let's not throw the baby with the bathwater, yeah? We can learn from each other a lot. But beloved, we also use Greek mindset when we speak about the feasts of the Lord. Aren't we? There are 7 feasts, so we put them on a line. And then we say, Yeshua fulfilled the spring feast. Why? He was a Passover lamb, right? Check, Passover. He was resurrected, he was the unleavened, because, you know, holy, no leaven, yeah? Check. Unleavened bread. He was the one who was resurrected not on Easter but on the first fruit, right? Check! Because it's on a line. Then he gave the Holy Spirit and Pentecost. Check! Hallelujah! The other 3 of October, September, you know, he did not fulfill. Because he waits on his throne, you know, for the Father, etc., etc. Send him to fulfill. Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, that we call mistakenly Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, and Tabernacles. Good, right? No, not at all. Because this is Greco-linear mindset. Are you with me? Woe to us if Yeshua did not fulfill, for example, his role as the high priest on the Day of Atonement, because the blood of the Lamb of Passover does not clean you from sins. You would be today with your sins still. All the book of Hebrews speak about the high priest who cleansed the temple, the heavenly one, with his own blood. Are you with me? He was born on Feast of Trumpet, in my humble opinion. I can prove it by the way biblically. Biblically. Okay, he tabernacled with us already in Pentecost and in tabernacles. Friends, he fulfilled all the seven feasts. Cyclical. He is going to fulfill them yet again when he comes. In a different manner. An example? I eager to drink this cup. Which cup? Passover. I will not drink it till it is fulfilled in the kingdom. Which means there is yet another fulfillment of Passover. Are you with me? Yeshua, all his life events had to do with God's prophetic timetable, a table, the seven feasts. All of them were fulfilled, but not fulfilled in a matter of check. Fulfilled in a matter of once, and there will be again and again, like prophecies. Things are reoccurring. Are you still with me, or are you already asleep? Because if you are asleep, I have some water here. I can sprinkle you. Make you holy. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Linear thinking. This is most of the church today and theological seminaries. Beloved, they express this. Let me tell you about the Godhead. The Godhead are one and one and one are three. And three are one and one and one. Yeah? This is Greek mindset. Everything needs to make sense. While my Bible tells me, do not lean on your own understanding, but trust God in all your ways. Proverbs. Now, God does not want us to use this. Of course, he gave it to us. But don't make it the idol, like in the Greek-Roman culture. Are you with me? Oh, it's me. I can conceive everything through this box. Excuse me? God's glory, heaven and earth, my Bible tells me, cannot contain God's glory. And you want to put him here, he will jump immediately. Because he would be so, you know. Let's continue. Look at cyclical creation. Have you ever looked at pictures of astronomy? How many of you discovered a triangle earth or star? They are all round, cyclical. How many of you noticed that a tree does not bear fruit throughout the year? It needs to die, right? Usually in winter, then in spring it buds, but it again and again happens to the same tree. Are you with me? Everything speaks about God. Cyclical. Let's continue. Look at this. Look at what our father did. Hey, this is Papa. This is our daddy. Look at this. Can you count how many stars, how many galaxies? My beloved, here is a sum up of what I said. That which has been is what will be. Are you with me? That which is done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun, so said the wisest man on earth. Yeah? The beginning and the end, as I showed you, are connected. If I would like, this is my invention, doesn't mean that it's true. I mean it. I tried once, you know, when I taught it many years ago. Abba, give me some. Because I'm a teacher. I love teaching aids, yeah? So give me something, you know, to express your cyclical nature. If I can even put him in this box. He's God, you know? And I think that's what he gave me. I wanted to, but to look at it like in three dimensions. I cannot do it here, yeah? But like God is in the center, but God is also in the outer. Are you with me? Look, for example, God was in the beginning, right? Here he is. Then he created everything that he created to show you in a cycle, yeah? Keep the Sabbath every week, yeah? So, and his number, number seven, number of completion. I preach to the choir. Six is number of men. You know, numbers have significance. Not all of them. I don't want now to go to Kabbalah and Gematria. But anyway, God's number is seven. Look how beautiful. He creates everything and rests on the seventh day, right? Then he gives us the feast, right? Seven feasts. Then the seventh, the sabbatical year. Then the year of Jubilee, which is, by the way, multiplication of 49. Yeah? Sabbatical, yeah? Then the millennial kingdom, okay? Then the eighth day, God will be all in all. Are you with me? I think it's nice. Whatever, you decide, okay? Let's continue. Prophecies are being fulfilled more than once. My opinion, mainly three times, okay? And in a progressive manner. Examples. Jerusalem is besieged and conquered. Matthew 24 relates to Zechariah 14 and others. How many of you read Zechariah 14 lately? Okay, good. There is a description of God bringing the nations against Jerusalem, okay? Not Armageddon, but Jerusalem. This is the battle is not battle of Armageddon. Armageddon is only a gathering place. But when you come with me as tourists, I will explain it in situ, in the place, yeah? Many call, oh, we are expecting the battle of Armageddon. There is no such a thing. Show me in the Bible. Rami, we are so disappointed. You call yourself Bible teacher? Of course, Revelation 16. Revelation 16 doesn't say anything about battle of Armageddon. But the battle of that great day of the Lord. And if you take a simple tool like concordance, yeah, you will see that the battle of the great day of the Lord is always relating to Jerusalem. Tomorrow we will get into deep waters. Why Jerusalem? Okay? Friends, with a cyclical mind in the background, yeah? Jerusalem is besieged and destroyed according to Zechariah 14. How many times already in the history? Twice, right? Don't like to be false prophets, but, and I don't like to be a prophet which, you know, prophesies doom, but according to what I read in the Bible, and maybe I'm stupid and I don't understand Matthew 24, but when Yeshua comes, it will be such a holocaust that nobody would survive if he would not stop it. So the holocaust will pale. My understanding, and you know what? I wish I'm wrong. Rabbi, I wish you will slap me, you will kill me for being a false prophet regarding the statement that I did. But I don't think I'm wrong. Because if I'm wrong, Yeshua is a liar. And all the prophecies speaks about that great day of the Lord, you know? Where Yeshua comes in the clouds, yeah? To stop what's happening, yeah? Friends, Jerusalem was conquered in the days of the Babylonian, Romans, soon to be fulfilled completely. Each time, another detail in the original prophecy, are you with me? Zechariah 14, as many details, like 10, I'm just simplifying it, 10 details of things which will happen. Each time the prophecy is re-fulfilled, more details are checked. Are you with me? Now, the same prophecy, Zechariah 14, says that Mount of Olives will be split into two. Are you with me? Did it happen? Not yet. It will happen. Many ask me, Rami, when the third temple will be rebuilt? I tell them there is one obstacle. The pagan shrines, you know, the Muslim shrines there, yeah? Oh, why don't you bomb them? God will do it. My Bible tells me there will be a great earthquake. And this earthquake will cause a river of living water flowing from the throne. Are you with me? Not from the mosque. The mosque will be down. Like the walls of Jericho, in my opinion. Yeah. So, another example of re-fulfillment, reoccurrence, okay, of scriptures, of events, not on a line, cyclical. The abomination that causes the desolation. I will not now speak about what it is, what it's not, okay? But how many times this was already fulfilled? Do you know it all that it was fulfilled already 167 years before Yeshua? When Yeshua said what he said in Matthew 24, it was already fulfilled in Antiochus the fourth time, the Maccabean revolt, when he placed statue of Zeus and a slaughtered pig in the temple. That's where we have, you know, the Feast of Hanukkah, dedication, yeah? When the Maccabeans drove the Greeks, you know, out and cleansed the temple, all this, you know. Titus, the same. Okay, again, the abomination that caused desolation happened again, shortly after Yeshua. But guess what? There is yet another fulfillment to take place in the future. You see what I mean? Why I think it's three? But it's not only because of this. Three is a very significant. Know the end? Go to the beginning. Because the end and the beginning are connected. Are you with me? So let me suggest that there were already two raptures. And we are awaiting the third one. We never heard about it. Okay, so now there is always first time. Doesn't mean that I'm right. The story of our salvation is patterned after the Exodus out of Egypt. It's biblical. Read 1 Corinthians 10 and others. As they applied the blood of the Passover lamb, remember, on the doorpost in Egypt, we applied it. We had our Passover experience, right? As they were baptized into Moses and into the cloud, remember? So we were baptized in water, in Holy Ghost, some of us at least, right? Beloved, as they crossed the wilderness on the way to their promised land, we are on our desert walk. Are you with me? As they crossed the Jordan eventually under Joshua and not Moses, Moses does not bring you in. Moses only tutors you to the Jordan. Moses needs to be remain there. Beloved, because he is a symbol of us, imperfect people who cannot keep the perfect law. Who brings us in? Joshua, Yeshua. Are you with me? We will be brought in one day by Yeshua. So the rapture. Rapture, the word itself is not mentioned, as you scholars know, in the Bible, yeah? But beloved, the idea is there. Of being separated, being taken away. This is the meaning. The very first rapture was our fathers from Egypt. Woof, in one night. Are you with me? They were taken, separated from Egypt, the world. Then another rapture happened to each and every one of you sitting if you gave your life to the Lord. He separated, he severed between the world and us. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Are you with me? Spiritual rapture. Natural, spiritual. Guess what will be the next rapture? Both spiritual and natural. But with a glorified body. Are you with me? Now, if the pattern of the two raptures happened in Passover, why do we think it will happen in the fall feast? Cyclical mindset. Rapture, in my humble opinion. Not that it's big doctrine that we need now to bow down to it. It has nothing to do with your salvation. But in my humble opinion, if you look, the rapture in its two other fulfillments had to do with Passover, right? In my opinion, and also the third one. Our bodies, glorified bodies, etc., etc. Our resurrected bodies, etc. How are you doing, my beloved friends? You are still okay? I will take 5, and that's, I think I'm speaking at least 1 hour. So I will not speak too much. I mean, let me see what I have. Oh, okay. We just spoke about it. Remember that our salvation is patterned after the story of the Exodus? Hey, look over there. This is the new man. This is the old man, yeah? Pyramids. Beloved, the old man is in Egypt, right? The old man is in Egypt, the world. He goes, he's baptized in the Red Sea. We are baptized in water, right? The temptations in the wilderness, temptation as the new man walks in the desert of this life, yeah? Mount Sinai event, Pentecost. Jordan River, Yeshua's coming back. Promised land, heavenly Jerusalem. See what I mean? Okay, good. Let's continue. Okay, it's the same but different, you know. Hallelujah. Now, beloved, what we are going to do I think I gave you enough for one night. And by the way, I will finish each evening with Q&A if you still are able to ask questions, yeah? Because I blah blah too much maybe. So you're already tired, you want to go home. Anyway, if you want, I'm open for questions and answers on any subject that you want. Questions relating to what I taught and questions about politics in Israel. I don't care, yeah? Just a second, sweetie. What we will do tomorrow, if you still come, brave people, we will dive deep into the Bible and show the principle of the cycle, you know, cyclical character of scriptures, of prophecies. I will start with the very end tomorrow, Revelation, and I will connect it to Genesis, the very first chapter. I told you the gospel can be preached from Genesis 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all. You don't need anything else. Because all the rest after Genesis 4 is repetition. Let me sum up this evening by saying that God's plan of salvation through his Messiah is a show staged, a show like Shakespeare's. Yeah? God's salvation, God's story, yeah, is like a show on a stage. Are you with me? But it is so good and so successful, this show, that it runs for generations. But you know, what can I do? I'm the actor. My name is Adam, by the way. Nice meeting you. This is my wife, Eve. But you know, how many years we live? 900 years? But we die, right? Somebody else needs to continue the show. Are you with me? Adam and Eve are a picture of Messiah and his wife. Later on, and I'm making a leap, Abraham and Sarah. Later on, Isaac and Rebecca. Same story, different actors and actresses. Did you get it? Why? Because we tend to forget. It's repetition after repetition, so we will have it. Nothing is new under the sun. You remember how the hearts of the two disciples in Emmaus were burning? My prayer is that our hearts will burn. I hope that they burned already, but you got a little taste, but I hope that the next tonight, tomorrow evening, and then in the Shabbat service, right? Our hearts will continue to burn as we see Yeshua portrayed so beautifully in the, what we call mistakenly, Old Testament. So we can focus our eyes more on the things in Jerusalem and not other places. Sounds good? God bless you, beloved.
Zeu sh'arim ra'ashchem ve'yavo melech ha'kavod. Zeu sh'arim ra'ashchem ve'yavo melech ha'kavod. מלך הכבוד אדוני צבאות מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד ישוע המשיח עשה עמנו צדקה וחסד והושיינו. עשה עמנו צדקה וחסד, עשה עמנו צדקה וחסד והושיינו. Thank you. Who am I to be called of your people, the ones that are called by your name? Could I be chosen as one of your own? Could it be that our blood is the same? How could a stranger or remnant of nations belong to the royal line? You showed your grace when the branches were broken and grafted me into the vine. Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be the name of the Lord, Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be the name of the Lord, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Show me